Good evening. I'm Steffi Dare with the Public Media and WEN's English language news broadcast, Hungary Operates. Thanks for joining us. Crowds of migrants have scuffled with Croatian police in at least two places along the border with Serbia as they seek to enter the European Union. At least 9,000 migrants entered Croatia on Thursday, officials said, after Hungary closed its border, blocking the previous land route into the EU. In the meantime, leaders of Croatia, Slovenia and Austria urge a common European solution.
Migrants briefly broke through police lines at Tovarnik border crossing in Croatia. People packed with luggages trampled each other on a narrow path and they ran out the woods, trying to get away from the police. Many of them ran to the closest rail tracks to catch a train towards the west. The authorities intervened, so they chased the migrants. Most of the refugees want to avoid the registration procedure in Croatia. At least 9,000 migrants entered Croatia on Thursday, officials said. They are not only being registered, but also receive medical care. The Croatian authorities then transport them by trains or buses to the refugee camps near Zagreb. However, there are no more places.
Since today in the morning, we have 1,300. If we have more people, then we shall have more reception centers and we will do the same procedure as now.
To handle the migrant situation, the Croatian government created a crisis management team whose task will be to coordinate the activities of the organization and the institutions deal with the humanitarian treatment of the migrants. Although Croatia is not bound by the Schengen rules because the country is not yet part of the zone, Zoran Milanović, Croatian Prime Minister, announced on Thursday that Zagreb will not let through the migrant wave towards Slovenia. Those who deny to register in the country will be regarded as illegal immigrants. Zagreb has also claimed that if more migrants arrive from Serbia, then the government will close the border. In the meantime, leaders of Croatia, Slovenia and Austria continue to negotiate with each other. Croatia promised Slovenia that they will not let the migrant wave through towards Slovenia. Slovenia promised the same to Austria. At the same time, they all urge a common European solution.
The government has decided to extend the state of crisis to Baranya and Somogy counties in southwestern Hungary. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade Peter Szijjártó announced on Thursday evening. Croatia's immigration system collapsed just within a single day. The country's immigration authority lost control over the flow of migrants into Croatia and they're sending them in towards Hungary without providing care for them or registering them.
The government has decided to extend a state of emergency to Baranya and Somogy counties in southwestern Hungary. We will protect Hungary, its borders and the border of the Schengen zone. So Hungary continues to meet its obligations by the European Union. Accordingly, after the preparatory works, we will start immediately the construction of a physical barrier on the border between Croatia and Hungary, where it's necessary.
A group of police were deployed to Baranya and Somogy County, said György Bakondi, a security advisor to the Prime Minister. He said the situation is still somewhat unclear on what happens in Croatia. However, the technical preparations for strengthening the Hungarian-Croatian border protection has started.
I don't think that I would be entitled to disclose the exact figures, but law enforcement forces will be deployed to these counties without weakening the defense force on the Serbian section of the border barrier.
The Hungarian police reunited three families during Wednesday's riot. Mothers and their children, as well as a 15-year-old boy, were handed over to the Serbian police at the transit zone of Ruske, southern Hungary. The Hungarian authorities asked the Serbian Minister of Social Affairs to take care of the children and help them reunite with their families. Migrants thanked the help of the Hungarian police. Journalists shouldn't have to be in the front of the clashes between the police and the asylum seekers. This is what the spokesperson of the Hungarian government said, reacting to those news that the Serbian TV news team were beaten by Hungarian police at the Horgos-Ruske border crossing on Wednesday. Zoltán Kovács said that in a case like this, the acting authorities are not in a position to differentiate between the offensive and the media.
Journalists shouldn't have stayed in the first or even second row of the riots meanwhile measures. This is very well known all over the world. The acting authorities cannot make a difference between the attackers and the media. So whatever happened, this responsibility is on the media.
Sealing the border is the only effective protection in the current migrant situation, the government office chief said on Thursday. Janos Lázár said that among all the European blah-blah, this has been an efficient measure. He added that if migration from Romania and Croatia turns towards Hungary, then the border seal will be built further.
This is what the Keleti railway station in Budapest looked like at the beginning of September. And this is what the country's biggest railway station looks like now. It's hard to believe that earlier, roaring, peaceless people took possession of it. Today, trains arrive and leave on time. Police still can be seen at some places, but they mainly check international trains. The square, John Paul II, is also a peaceful place now. Gardeners just repaired the damages for the migrants caused. Earlier, there were so many here that you couldn't have even dropped a pin in the crowd. These footages are a few days old from the train station in Hegyeshalom. Massive migrants arrived. The small city at the border was infested with migrants. These pictures were taken on Thursday. There is no sign of what had happened here before. And the last one day we have experienced that the crowd has gone. The border is relatively viable. The life became quiet again. If we look at the trains here at the border, they are empty, said a local resident. Road number one also opened where earlier massive migrants traveled and arrived to Hegyeshalom. On Wednesday, a real war emerged between migrants and the Hungarian police in the old Ruska border crossing, where the police did not let through the increasingly violent migrants. Thursday was quiet and peaceful. Local residents welcomed the new situation because in the past few days they were afraid to go out to the streets.
A biztonsági határzár.
Government office chief János Lázár said that the much criticized government steps has its results. Since the 14th of September on Monday, 9,380 migrants crossed the border illegally. A day later, there were only 367. On Wednesday, even less migrants, 277. And on Thursday, noon, only 95. János Lázár added that it would have been good if this had not been necessary, but unfortunately, this means of protection had to be applied. Therefore, if migration from Romania or Croatia turns towards Hungary, then a border seal will be built further.
The Hungarian Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade and the Interior Minister held talks with the EU Commissioner responsible for migration issues. The commissioner has asked Hungary to continue to cooperate with the EU and also said that all European countries are going through difficult times. And the solution is definitely not to shift the problem from one country to another. So that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time. Thanks for watching from me and all the team here. Good night.